The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Ah, these are interesting times in which we live. And I love being able to just chronicle all the interestingness with you on a daily basis. Welcome to The Big Show, coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio and streaming on Facebook Live. Lots to get to. Let's get right into The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
Tomorrow afternoon in downtown Seattle, there is a walkout, a march and rally that is being planned. Local feminists and social justice organizations, they are encouraging everybody to walk out of their work. If you're in a late afternoon school, they want you to walk out of school. If you're at home, they want you to walk out of the house. They want to meet in downtown Seattle to protest the continued attempt to seat Brett Kavanaugh as a Supreme Court justice. And we've talked a lot about this the last few weeks. And, you know, what I said is I'm fine. I think that we are just in such a weird time where, because you have reached a different conclusion than somebody else, you despise the person who's reached that different conclusion. And I know a lot of people disagree with me. After watching all of the testimony on Friday with Christine Ford and Brett Kavanaugh, I believed him. I understand that there are people who believed her. And I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that. I don't hate them for having a different opinion. But I told you about the emails that I've been getting. People, I'm sobbing as I'm listening to you, which, frankly, is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. You hear somebody express a different opinion than yours, and you break down in tears. That says absolutely nothing about the person with a contrasting opinion. It says everything about your inability to handle the fact that people disagree with you. And I've got a lot of other examples of that that I want to roll through here. So they're having this march and rally. The concern that I have with the press release, and by the way, the organizers of this rally, they're going to come on with me at 12:30 this afternoon, which I appreciate, because all too often people do refuse to even talk to somebody with an opposing viewpoint. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm thrilled that the people who are so anti-Kavanaugh are willing to come on my show and talk to somebody that I presume that they know has expressed that I believed him, that he didn't do these things. The question that keeps coming up is, you know, why would these women do this? Why would they come forward with these accusations? Look, we're talking about one of the most powerful positions on earth. And the machinations that take place as people either fight for their candidate or to destroy their candidate. There's just no higher stakes on earth. I mean, what I do know is that before President Trump announced who his nominee was, there were signs and press releases that had been printed up and sent out that said, I am furious that Trump has nominated fill in the blank. And there were a couple of organizations that sent out those releases without having put the name Brett Kavanaugh in. They just had the blank name that had to be filled in. And so, do I believe that there could be a political motivation for what's happening here? Well, I mean, you'd have to be blind to not say that there is at least that possibility, that when he went through the nomination hearings, the initial nomination hearings, relatively unscathed, well, that's when Plan B came out. And Plan B was this letter that Dianne Feinstein had been sitting on for more than 2 months, and then she swings into action. Well, we have a sexual assault victim now. So here's one of the things I want to talk with these Seattle rally organizers about when I have them on in 20 minutes or so. They said in this press release that we just got today, our national government is set to appoint a known sexual assaulter to serve a lifetime appointment on the nation's highest judicial body. A known sexual assaulter. Man, I think we are in some pretty dire, treacherous, dangerous times if we can assert. I mean, that's a 100% assertion there. He is a known sexual assaulter. Well, no, he's not. You might believe he is. You might think he is. But you do not know it. And nor do I know that he's innocent of this. I don't know that for certain. But I don't pretend that that's a position, my position. I don't say, I know 100% Brett Kavanaugh didn't do that. Because I don't know that 100%. But I think that when you put in a press release that he is a known sexual assaulter, and I'll talk to this March rally organizer at the bottom of the hour, but I got a story in the news today. Four men accused of gang rape were just exonerated after an investigation today. This is a story in today's news. But here's where we're in such dangerous territory. And as I've been telling you the last couple of days, the emails I'm getting from people who disagree with my read on things, and they hate me. They hate me. I shouldn't have a radio show. They can't believe that Cairo still employs me. They can't believe that the women who work with me don't walk out of the studio. They're sobbing as they listen to me. I mean, it's crazy, literally. It's literally crazy. And so as I'm watching this process, oh, and by the way, before I get to the process, one other thing, the March rally organizers here in Seattle, I don't know what a walkout of work in downtown Seattle, how that's going to affect the Brett Kavanaugh nomination process. I really don't see a connection there. One of the organizers is NARAL, the National Abortion Rights League. And first of all, Kavanaugh, I doubt that he would do anything with or about Roe v. Wade. If something happened at the Supreme Court level, it would affect Washington State zero. Zippo. Not at all. Because the most dramatic thing that would happen with any change in Roe v. Wade is that it would be assigned to the states. And there is no chance, there is not even a one in a billion chance, as left-wing as our state is, that we would ever make abortion illegal in Washington. And in the most conservative states, there would be, at the most, the possibility of, you know, like parental or spousal notification and that sort of thing. But, I mean, nothing changes in Washington in that regard. But that's one of the groups that is trying to, you know, throw out a scare tactic. But it would affect Washington State on that issue, not at all. But here's where I say we are in such dangerous, treacherous times. Cory Booker, New Jersey senator, who, while a student at Stanford, admitted groping a drunk high school girl. Cory Booker, he today said this about Kavanaugh and the allegations against him and the whole process.
The accusations, so my hope is that just beyond the vicious partisan rancor that is going on, beyond the accusations, we don't lose sight of what this moral moment is about in this country. And ultimately ask ourselves the question, is this the right person to sit on the highest court in the land for a lifetime appointment when their credibility has been challenged by intimates, people that knew the candidate well as a classmate, when his temperament has been revealed in an emotional moment?
Wow. I'm telling you, if somebody falsely accused me of sexually assaulting somebody, my temperament would not be very good either. I'd be pretty angry as well. But that's one of the points of attack. Well, he was so angry on Thursday. Well, if, as he says, if he did not do these things, who wouldn't be angry at that? But now they're using that as one of the points. But then Cory Booker said something that I found truly remarkable.
Where he used language that frankly shocked a lot of us. And then ultimately, not whether he's innocent or guilty, this is not a trial, but ultimately, have enough questions be raised that we should not move on to another candidate.
Wow. Wow. It doesn't matter if he's innocent or guilty. And that, again, reveals exactly what's going on politically here. That the Democrats are hoping to get control. They hope they can flip the House and the Senate in the midterms. They want to, and they will do anything. They will do anything to delay things. And so it doesn't matter if he's innocent or guilty, Cory Booker says. Now, again, Cory Booker, when he was in high school, he wrote a paper about this while he was at Stanford, that he groped a drunk girl, reached for her breast. When she swatted his hand away, he made another attempt. He was a student at Stanford when he wrote this column for his college newspaper, and this is in the Washington Post today. He recounted the groping and used his own behavior to underscore sexual respect. In other words, he's changed. That Cory Booker groping a drunk girl in high school, going for her breast after she slapped his hand away. He has the audacity now to stand up there this morning and say, it doesn't matter if this man's innocent or guilty. Well, you've admitted your guilt, Cory Booker. Should you resign from the Senate for something you did in high school? Because these Kavanaugh allegations are 36 years ago when he was in high school. I know that you argue you're a changed man, Cory Booker, and I hope you are. But do you not extend that same grace? And if you cannot, then this is purely about politics. I mean, even if Kavanaugh is guilty of what he's accused, if that's a reason to not put him on the Supreme Court, then Cory Booker, you need to resign yesterday from the United States Senate. And that's where, if you cannot see the politics behind this, if you cannot see the rank hypocrisy of people like Cory Booker, let me go back there again. It doesn't matter if he's innocent or guilty.
Not whether he's innocent or guilty. This is not a trial, but ultimately, have enough questions be raised that we should not move on to another candidate.
So clearly this is purely about delay, delay, delay. Let's hope we flip things in the midterm. But the hypocrisy of a man like that. So Cory Booker can never run for any other office again by Cory Booker's own standards. But he aspires to be president of the United States.
And that long list put together by the Heritage Foundation and the Federalist Society, move on to another candidate, because ultimately the Supreme Court is not an entitlement. Just because you went to Yale or were president of your class doesn't entitle you to the Supreme Court.
Cory Booker went to Stanford. Did that entitle you to the United States Senate? I just can't believe the stuff I'm hearing here. But I do, because I know the power of power. I know that people certainly are capable of making things up. I know that there are false allegations that are made. And I know that there are a lot of true accusations that have been left unsaid because the women are dealing with the trauma of what they actually endured. But for the organizers of this Seattle rally to write Our national government is set to appoint a known sexual assaulter to the nation's highest judicial body. I think that we are in unbelievably treacherous times. When a United States senator who admits to groping the breast of a drunken high school girl, when he says that what Kavanaugh did, groping a drunken high school girl, is a reason that he shouldn't be on the Supreme Court. And if he didn't do it, because regardless of innocence or guilt, we still shouldn't put him on the court. This isn't about right or wrong. This isn't about protecting the dignity of women. This is about nothing except politics. And when it's about politics, you better believe that there can be some pretty nefarious games being played. Or the accusations could be true. I don't know for sure. But I know that the people who call him a known sexual assaulter, I know that they don't know the righteousness or accuracy of their position either. And that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, the organizers of this downtown Seattle walkout, the anti-Kavanaugh march tomorrow afternoon, they are going to join me next, right after Ursula checks the news, as we get rolling here on the Dory Monson Show. That's been the story that has dominated all the conversations in the country the last couple of weeks as the nomination hearings for Brett Kavanaugh continue with the Supreme Court. We don't know exactly when a vote's going to come down. Tomorrow, there is a group of local feminists and social justice organizations, and they are encouraging everybody here in Seattle to walk out of school, of work, wherever you are at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They call it Cancel Kavanaugh, the walkout against patriarchy. And one of the organizers of this is Hillary Keyes, and she joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hillary, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about this walkout, the reasons, the motivations, and what walkout here in Seattle can do to affect this process.
Yeah, and just to be clear, this walkout is not just something that's happening in Seattle. It's happening nationally.
Okay.
Most major cities are having some sort of a walkout tomorrow on October 4th. So we are not alone in this protest.
Okay. And because it seems to me ultimately this is going to come down to whatever the FBI investigation yields. So what does a walkout do as part of this process?
It shows that people are not going to take it anymore, that we're upsetting the status quo of that it's okay to have a elected official or a judge that's going to get away with sexual assault, get away with lying, and that we're not going to take it anymore. And there's power in numbers. We want people to continue to gather and rally and have their voices heard so that we can start a movement that can maybe change the process, maybe have people listen when making this decision, and also know that people are listening and caring about these issues when elections come around.
So you said it's to take stand against sexual assault. And I watched all of the hearings on Thursday. I listened to Christine Ford. I listened to Kavanaugh. And what I've said on my show is I found him, myself, to be more credible. I believe that he did not do it. What's led you to the conclusion that he is absolutely 100% a sexual assaulter?
I believe that I believe her because she has uprooted her life. She has been extremely brave to come forward. I know how hard it is to come forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's horrible if she didn't want to come forward that it was leaked, the letter that she gave to Feinstein, because she didn't even want to come forward. And if they outed her, then I think that's a horrible thing. If the woman truly wanted to maintain her anonymity.
I mean, she said that she wanted to come forward at the hearings, that this is something that she was not going to let slide by.
And
she has had reservations in the past about coming forward.
Right.
But now that he is up for the highest platform that a judge can get to of the Supreme Court, that she was going to come forward.
And what I've said, Hillary, is I understand that there are people who watched the exact same thing I watched and reached a different conclusion. And I'm not trying to change anybody's mind about that. I think we've all reached our conclusion based on the prism of our lives and what we've seen. But in the letter that you guys...
Quite frankly, if you are not positive about the sexual assault allegations, and as a sexual assault and rape survivor, I really want to change the dynamic of how victims are listened to. So I think at least there should be a much more thorough and longer investigation. But even if you don't believe her, there have been multiple people that have come out this week and said he's been untruthful about how much he, when he was asked about his drinking throughout high school and college, that he was not being truthful.
But let me
and
get to
that
your...
in and of itself, you can't confirm someone that's going to lie.
let me get to your press release that you sent out, your organization. You said our nation's government is set to appoint a known sexual assaulter to serve a lifetime appointment. How can you call a man a known sexual assaulter? Because we don't know that. And yet you feel comfortable. I mean, because that's about as vicious an accusation that can be leveled against a man. How can you call him a known sexual assaulter?
Because multiple women have come out and said that he is, and I'm going to believe those survivors.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're only survivors as it happened, but sometimes there are false accusations out there. And do you not, I mean, known suggests 100% certainty on your part. Would you acknowledge that there are some false accusations that have been leveled against some people?
That there have been in the history of accusations?
Well,
sure.
I got one
as far as
in the news
if
today.
If I have any doubt about someone being a sexual assailant, I do not want them to be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and I understand that. But, I mean, there's difference between saying there may be questions about it versus putting in print that he's a known sexual assaulter. If it didn't happen, Hillary, my only point is, this is a man who's got two teenage daughters, and I think that if this is, and I'll give you an example. A story today in the news. Four dentists in Las Vegas were sitting in jail because a woman accused them of gang raping her. And just today, the charges against the four men were dropped. After an investigation, they found that the allegations against them were completely fabricated. And I think, you know, if we just assume guilt because somebody says something, I think we're in a really dangerous place right now.
Yeah, but it's not one person that said something. It's three different women that have said something.
I understand that. I mean, do you find
it's not a,
do you find
Julie, alone.
Does Julie Swetnick strike you as a credible person?
I believe that all of them have no reason to come forward if there's not that she needs to be heard, it needs to be a thorough investigation, and that we don't get to discredit these women.
Well, I mean, we can if they say, I mean, in Swetnick's case, she said in her sworn deposition that she saw him spike the punch where these alleged gang rapes occurred. And then she does an interview on MSNBC 2 days ago. And when she was questioned about that, she said, well, I saw him near the punch bowl. And she just said things in a sworn deposition that she would not back up in an interview. And that's where I say, look, and I get that you reached a different conclusion. And like I said, Hillary, I, you know, it's a free country.
So,
and you guys want to watch. I just don't want...
You keep on asking me if I am 100% sure. Are you 100% sure that he's not?
No. No, but when you call him a known sexual assaulter in your press release, I think that that is... we're in a very dangerous place when we allege something 100%. Known sexual assaulter suggests that you are 100% sure. I'm telling you in all honesty, I'm not certain that he didn't do it. I don't know, but I wouldn't call
him. And do you think that you're going to get to those answers in a week of investigation?
Well, look, I see the political side of this, and I see that when he didn't get tarnished during the initial interviews a few weeks ago after sitting on Dr. Ford's allegation for 2 months, that was plan B. Is bringing this out. And look, there are very powerful political forces at play here on both sides. I just don't think it's fair to call somebody a known sexual assaulter without some absolute proof.
I think three women coming out is convinces me.
Okay. Do you think it's do you think it's possible?
I do not have
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you think it's possible that when we're dealing with, as you've said, and I agree with you, one of the most powerful positions on this planet, being a Supreme Court justice, do you think it's possible that there could be political motivations behind all of this?
With something like this, of how much it has uprooted her life, how she has talked about death threats, and she has children, too. You're talking about his children. She has children, too.
Oh, I know. I know.
I don't think that there is a political reason that would get someone to put her and her family up against that.
Okay. Right.
I find her extremely credible.
Fair enough. All right. Well, hey, look, Hillary, I love talking with people about these things. I like that we can disagree and have a good conversation about it, and you're encouraging people to walk out of work tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Westlake Park downtown,
and say that this is not going to be the normal anymore.
Okay,
we're going to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Hillary, I appreciate you talking with me about all of this. Thanks for coming on with me
today.
Okay, Hillary Keyes, she's one of the organizers of this walkout in downtown Seattle tomorrow. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this. You can text us at 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Getting lots of comments from you on the Online Trading Academy text line. You can weigh in your thoughts. I read them all. I don't have time to write back, but I read them all. 98973 is the number. And, you know, a lot of people are bringing up when I say, I don't know if Kavanaugh's guilty or not. A lot of people are, you know, and I mentioned to the woman I talked to, this rally walkout organizer. And by the way, if I was a business owner, if I was a manager, if somebody walked off their job so that they could engage in a personal political statement, I would fire them so fast, regardless of whether I agreed with the righteousness of their cause. But, you know, to encourage people to walk off the job at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there is absolutely no way as an employer that I would tolerate that. But there are a lot of people who are talking about the story that I brought up when I was talking to that rally organizer. These four dentists who were accused of gang raping a woman, and they sat in jail for a few days down in Vegas. She said that they lured her to their hotel room and then gang raped her. And after a lengthy investigation, they found out, and the attorney for one of the guys said, yeah, my guy and that woman had consensual sex. But after a long investigation, all four men have been completely exonerated, and they said they found proof in the investigation that she completely had made up this allegation. Now, I'm telling you what, I don't know what this woman's motivation was in Vegas for making up the allegation. But if that can happen to four guys in Vegas, you don't think that it could happen when we're talking about the highest of high stakes? And then you think about things like the, as one emailer sent me, the Duke lacrosse team, where we had these powerful media organizations that said these high school boys were guilty of rape. And of course, they were completely exonerated. Man, I'm telling you, if you have not seen the ESPN 30 for 30 on the Duke lacrosse rape allegations and how these young men's lives were destroyed because of an out-of-control prosecutor who just decided for political purposes so he could climb the political ladder and be the one to nail these preppy frat boys. If you knew the details of Duke lacrosse, it was all because of a prosecutor who had higher political aspirations, then ask yourself, is it possible for the biggest political stakes in the world for something like this to happen? Now, that does not exonerate Kavanaugh. I'll be fascinated to see the results of the FBI investigation. But I just find it when a Seattle group puts out a press release that says he is a known sexual assaulter. Dangerous! Dangerous Times, Fast 15's next.